These are the good old days for gun owners in the U.S. Recently, the Supreme Court ruled that the Second Amendment protects an individual's right to bear arms. The situation is different in Brazil. The South American country has one of the strictest gun laws in the world, yet it also has a thriving black market in weapons. The issue remains controversial in Brazil, as it does here in the U.S. That's because even more people die from firearms every year there than here in the U.S. Alexandra Guidi reports from Rio de Janeiro.
Police cars and men in uniform can be seen and heard everywhere in Rio. The city has one of the highest murder rates in the world. But many in Rio don't trust the police to protect them, so people often resort to arming themselves. Antonio Rangel Bandeira says that's a big problem. He's with Viva Rio, a gun control organization. He says legally purchased firearms are ending up in the hands of bandits.
In 2003, more than 27,000 guns were stolen from the house of law-abiding citizens. It means we buy guns to protect our homes, and the bandits take our guns and use it in crime.
His group wants to see a total reduction in gun ownership, but it's a hard sell here. In 2005, the government and gun control groups held a referendum on a nationwide gun ban. In the run-up to the vote, polls suggested that more than 70% of Brazilians supported the ban. Then the Brazilian gun lobby began running ads that would sound familiar in the U.S. The ads suggested Brazilians have a right to bear arms, that a gun ban could lead to the elimination of civil liberties. The referendum was ultimately defeated. The Brazilian media later reported that the National Rifle Association in the U.S. helped with the campaign. The NRA declined requests for an interview for this story. 3 years later, gun owners here in Brazil are still savoring their win. Leonardo Arruda is a gun collector and a member of the Brazilian Gun Owner and Trader Association.
I think that what happened in 2005 was very significant, and I don't think another gun ban referendum will take place in Brazil ever again, because our argument for guns is an argument in defense of life and of private property, and everyone around the world can relate to that feeling if you present it that way.
Even though the referendum failed, Brazil has steadily tightened its gun laws. It is now illegal for civilians to carry firearms. There's a 12-year prison sentence for illegal gun possession, and gun owners can only buy 50 rounds of ammunition a year. Arruda says the new measures make it harder for legitimate gun owners like him, but he says he has no plans to give up his guns.
Olha, eu diria que todo garoto, né, todo gosta de brincar com...
I bought my first weapon when I was younger, and then when I became a father, I felt that I had an obligation to defend my family.
I asked Arruda if he's ever felt the need to use his guns. Thank God, he told me, I've never used them, and I don't walk around with them either. I only defend carrying guns as a matter of principle. For The World, I'm Ruxandra Guidi, Rio de Janeiro.